Deepa Prashad.
Mornings on Virgin Radio.
Okay, I'm so excited for this discussion. Every Wednesday we talk about the Billboard Greatest Pop Stars of the 21st Century. They release a new name every Wednesday morning.
So exciting.
And number five on this list was just announced. Before we say who it is, this is such an interesting list because, again, it's the 21st century.
Right.
So that excludes all of the great pop stars of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. This is why Michael Jackson is not on the list.
Or Madonna.
Or Mariah Carey.
Right.
Right? Like, she had her massive... Mariah's great.
But she's also great in the 21st century, just not as massive
not
as
even
she
close.
Was in the 20s.
Not even close.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Her... Oh, come on.
Mariah had the Emancipation of Mimi in 2007.
That was but it didn't have the impact that her early we 90s
belong,
stuff...
We Belong Together, Darren.
I don't even know what that means. Are you just telling me that?
Just forget it. No, why would I tell you that?
So that's why this is so interesting. So it's from 2000 and on.
All right.
And the list starts at number 25 with Katy Perry, which is interesting. But let's get right to the top 10.
Let's do it.
Adele at 10.
Understandable.
She's fantastic. She's made a huge impact. Ari at 9. I thought she would have been lower on that list. I really do.
You thought she would have been lower than 9?
Like better.
Oh, higher then.
Yeah, let's say better or worse.
All right.
Because higher or lower, I get confused every time.
We're getting confused right now. I agree with you. Ari could have been better. She was massive.
This is where, this one shocked me at number 8. Justin Bieber at 8. I thought for sure he would have been better on the list. And I actually made a bet with you that I'm happy to say I was wrong. I thought that he would beat Rihanna, but clearly that is not the case because she hasn't even been listed yet.
I'm very glad that you remember the bet. I will remind you when Rihanna gets listed.
Man, Kanye West, number 7. I mean, for all of his disturbing faults, there's no denying his impact on music.
His impact is massive. He impacted all of the rappers that we see today.
Britt, number 6.
Yep, that makes sense.
I think it does make sense.
It makes sense. She, think about the early 2000s. Everything was Britney.
Well, if you think about the early 2000s, then you're like, why isn't she higher? Better on the list, but now I'm like, well, she hasn't done anything musically in 15 years.
And that's what it is. The 2010s and now she's not making anything.
Okay, so let's get into the top 5. Just announced today, the greatest pop stars of the 21st century according to Billboard magazine. Number 5, Lady Gaga.
See, that is interesting that she's above Britney to me. I think she has maybe around the same impact, I guess.
Is it longevity maybe? She's been top of the game for so long, and when she hit back in the
early 2010s,
her, like, she was she still is massive, and she was massive, and she changed pop music. Like, that's nobody was doing what she was doing with all the costumes and all the craziness, plus with the musicality, with the piano playing. She's an artist.
She can sing her butt off. She's so talented. Even her music videos, they would always have these, like, intricate details.
Yes.
Storylines. Do you remember that?
She was a brand new pop star.
That's very true, and she would collab with the best and the brightest.
And she still does.
She does. That's true.
She still does.
And okay. She's a movie star now.
I think 5 for Lady Gaga is interesting, but the fact that she does outrank Britney Spears, Kanye West, Justin Bieber, Ari, and Adele, very interesting. She's thought very highly of.
Uh-huh.
So let's talk about the top 4.
Okay.
There are only 4 names left.
So who I think is next? Do you want to ask me that?
I think we can start at number 1. It's going to be Taylor Swift.
Well, we already know that. That one's
right?
Easy. It's Taylor Swift. There's nothing like Taylor Swift. That's the most massive we've ever seen, I think, in history.
So who is going to be number 4, Leah?
Drake.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Drake's not listed yet, so he's top 4. Good for him. Boy, oh boy.
Do you really think he should be above Kanye West, though? Yeah,
100%, yes.
Impact, 100%. Aaron?
Impact, as far as pop.
Kanye,
this is pop stars.
Fair enough.
This is not hip-hop stars.
But Kanye's a pop star.
I know he is, and Drake is a bigger pop star.
Kanye influenced Drake.
100% he did, but Drake has had more hits. Drake was just named as, like, the top streaming artist of October of this month. Like,
yeah,
despite all the criticism and all the critiques, and we critique Drake a lot, and a lot of it's warranted, there's no denying how impactful his music is each and every day for the last 15 years.
When you mention popularity and you mention hits, Drake is...
He's a hit maker.
He's higher.
Okay, so Drake number 4. Who's number 3?
Rihanna.
You say Rihanna's next?
I do.
Okay, and I guess at that point they are bringing in all the other things she does. The clothing line, the impact she's had with the other reaches in popular culture.
My entire makeup, Darren, that you see is all Fenty Beauty.
You look fabulous.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, so you say Rihanna, so then number 2 is Beyonce.
It has to be, but in terms of impact, I know we keep saying that. She is so impactful. She has dictated when it comes to pop music and R&B.
Yep.
She has been the dictator for like 20...
I wouldn't say she's been the dictator. That's a poor turn of phrase.
She has dictated the way music is moving. Maybe dictator was the wrong word.
Like a fascist dictator. She's taken over the music industry.
And I am one of her followers. Yeah. I love her. Beyonce is my number one, my girl.
Okay, so next Wednesday we'll get into this again because they release a new name on the Billboard's top pop stars of the 21st century.
So when am I going to get that coffee, though? Because that is what you promised me. And by the way, I like it from Starbucks.
Well, that's nice. You're not getting it from Starbucks.
All right.
We'll get you a day old Timmy's
that's
coffee.
That's very rude. That's
Triple
very
nine, double nine. Who's on your list? Do you agree with our list? Staring in deep aversion.